How to change someone's mind using one sentence. Have you ever been in a situation where you needed to convince someone to see things differently, but no matter how many facts, statistics, or logical arguments you presented, they wouldn't budge? The art of persuasion isn't always about overwhelming others with information. Sometimes, the most powerful tool in changing someone's mind is a single, well-crafted sentence that opens the door to new perspectives. The human mind is remarkably resilient when it comes to protecting existing beliefs. We all suffer from confirmation bias, the tendency to interpret new evidence as confirmation of our existing beliefs. This psychological phenomenon makes changing minds notoriously difficult, even when presented with compelling evidence. But what if you could bypass these defense mechanisms with just one carefully constructed sentence? The psychology behind changing minds. Before we dive into specific techniques, it's important to understand why changing someone's mind is so challenging. When we hold strong beliefs, they become part of our identity. Challenging these beliefs feels like a personal attack, which triggers our defensive mechanisms. This explains why logical arguments often fail to persuade. They don't address the emotional attachment people have to their beliefs. Effective persuasion requires more than just presenting facts, it demands emotional intelligence and psychological understanding. Research shows that successful mind changing often involves creating psychological safety, acknowledging the other person's perspective, and framing new ideas in ways that align with their existing values and identity. The power of a single sentence. Why can one sentence be more powerful than a lengthy argument? The answer lies in cognitive processing. When we're bombarded with information, we often become more entrenched in our existing views as our brains work overtime to defend against the perceived attack. A single, powerful sentence, however, can slip past these defenses. It can plant a seed of doubt, create curiosity, or open a window for reconsideration without triggering defensive reactions. Think of it as the difference between trying to break down a door versus finding the key that unlocks it. One approach requires overwhelming force, the other requires precision and understanding the lock's mechanism. The what-if technique. One of the most effective one-sentence approaches to changing minds begins with the words what if. This simple phrase invites the other person to temporarily step into an alternative reality without committing to it. It reduces defensiveness by framing the exploration as hypothetical. For example, instead of saying your approach to this project is inefficient, try what if we explored a different approach that might save us time in the long run. The first statement creates immediate resistance, the second invites collaboration and curiosity. This technique works because it transforms a potentially confrontational situation into a joint exploration of possibilities. It doesn't threaten the other person's identity or intelligence by suggesting they're wrong. It simply invites them to consider an alternative alongside you. The Socratic question. Named after the ancient Greek philosopher Socrates, the Socratic method involves asking questions that prompt self-reflection and critical thinking. A well-crafted Socratic question can lead someone to reconsider their position without explicitly telling them they're wrong. The power of this approach lies in its ability to help people discover contradictions in their own thinking. One particularly effective Socratic question is, "How did you arrive at that conclusion?" This simple query invites the person to walk through their reasoning process out loud, often revealing flaws or assumptions they hadn't previously examined. Other powerful Socratic questions include: what evidence would change your mind about this? How would you respond to someone who believes the opposite? What are the potential downsides to this perspective? The beauty of these questions is that they help people persuade themselves, which is infinitely more effective than trying to force your perspective on them. The perspective shift. Sometimes the most effective way to change someone's mind is to momentarily shift their perspective. A sentence that begins with phrases like "imagine if" or "consider how" can transport someone outside their current thinking pattern. For example, imagine if we approached this challenge from our customer's perspective instead of our own. This sentence doesn't attack the current approach but offers a fresh angle that might reveal new insights. Another powerful perspective-shifting sentence is, if your child/best friend/someone you respect was in this situation, what would you advise them to do? This helps remove personal biases and emotional attachments by creating psychological distance from the issue. The key to using perspective shifts effectively is maintaining a tone of curiosity and mutual exploration rather than judgment. The goal isn't to manipulate but to illuminate aspects the other person might not have considered. The validation before challenge approach. One of the most common mistakes when trying to change someone's mind is failing to acknowledge the validity of their current position. Before presenting an alternative view, try a sentence that validates their perspective. "I understand why you see it that way, and I appreciate your thinking on this. I've also been considering another angle." This approach works because it addresses the fundamental human need to feel heard and respected. When people feel their views are dismissed or devalued, they dig in deeper. By contrast, when they feel understood, they become more open to considering alternatives. Research shows that validation significantly reduces defensive responses and creates a psychological environment where new ideas can be entertained. It transforms the interaction from a debate to a dialogue, from opposition to collaboration. The common ground sentence. Finding common ground is a powerful persuasion technique that works by highlighting shared values or goals. A sentence like "We both want what's best for the team, which is why I'm wondering if there might be another approach" can work wonders in breaking down resistance. This technique is effective because it reframes the discussion from a conflict between people to a collaborative effort to solve a shared problem. It subtly shifts the dynamic from me versus you to us versus the problem. Common ground sentences typically follow this structure: "We both slash all want shared goal, which is why I think new perspective might help us get there." This framework acknowledges mutual interests before introducing a new viewpoint, making the other person more receptive to your ideas. The evidence question. Sometimes the most effective way to change someone's mind is to gently probe the foundation of their beliefs. The sentence "What evidence would convince you to reconsider your position?" is surprisingly powerful for several reasons. First, it acknowledges that the person's current belief is evidence-based, whether it actually is or not, which is respectful. Second, it invites them to establish criteria for changing their mind, making them more open to new information. Finally, it shifts the conversation from defending positions to evaluating evidence. This approach is particularly effective with analytical thinkers who pride themselves on being logical and evidence-driven. By asking what evidence would change their mind, you're engaging with their self-image as a rational person while creating an opening for new information. The personal experience invitation. Human beings are naturally influenced by stories and personal experiences more than by abstract facts or statistics. A sentence that invites someone to connect with a personal experience can be transformative. "Could I share a personal experience that changed how I think about this issue?" This approach works because stories bypass our analytical defenses and engage our empathy. When we hear about someone's lived experience, especially someone we respect or relate to, it becomes harder to dismiss their resulting viewpoint. The key to making this approach effective is ensuring your personal story is relevant, authentic, and told without exaggeration. Authenticity is essential for persuasive communication, particularly when sharing personal experiences intended to influence others' thinking. The future implications sentence. Sometimes people hold on to beliefs because they haven't fully considered the long-term implications. A sentence that brings future consequences into sharp focus can be eye-opening. "Have you considered what might happen if we continue with this approach for the next 5 years?" This technique leverages our tendency to focus on immediate concerns while neglecting longer-term outcomes. By explicitly directing attention to future implications, you can help someone see their current position in a new light. The future implications approach is particularly effective when dealing with entrenched habits or organizational practices that continue mainly due to inertia rather than conscious choice. By making the long-term consequences explicit, you create motivation for reconsidering the status quo. The expert consensus sentence. While appealing to authority shouldn't be your only persuasion strategy, it can be effective when used thoughtfully. A sentence like "I was interested to learn that 95% of experts in this field recommend a different approach" can introduce doubt in a non-threatening way. The effectiveness of this approach depends on the other person's respect for expertise and the credibility of the experts you reference. It works best when the expert consensus genuinely exists and comes from sources the other person is likely to respect. Be careful not to overstate expert consensus or cherry-pick experts who agree with your position. Intellectual dishonesty can permanently damage your credibility and make future persuasion attempts much more difficult. The identity alignment sentence. People are more likely to adopt ideas that align with their self-image or identity. A sentence that connects your proposal to the other person's values or identity can be remarkably persuasive. "As someone who has always valued innovation, I thought you might be interested in this alternative approach." This technique works because it frames the new idea as consistent with rather than threatening to the person's existing identity. Instead of requiring them to change who they are, it suggests that considering the new perspective is actually an expression of who they already are. The key to using this approach effectively is having a genuine understanding of what the other person values and identifies with. Successful communicators take the time to understand their audience before attempting to persuade them. The curiosity gap sentence. Human beings are naturally curious creatures. We're drawn to resolve information gaps once we become aware of them. You can leverage this psychological tendency with a sentence that creates curiosity. I recently discovered something surprising about this issue that completely changed my perspective. This approach works by creating an information gap that the other person becomes motivated to fill. Their curiosity may temporarily override their resistance to considering alternative viewpoints, creating an opening for new ideas. The effectiveness of this technique depends on delivering genuinely interesting information after creating the curiosity gap. If the revelation doesn't live up to expectations, you may damage your credibility and make future persuasion attempts more difficult. When and how to use these techniques? The effectiveness of any persuasion technique depends largely on context, relationship, and timing. Here are some guidelines for choosing the right approach. Consider your relationship. With close colleagues or friends, more direct approaches may work. With new acquaintances or those in positions of authority, more deferential techniques are usually more effective. Assess emotional state. If someone is highly emotional about an issue, validation and common ground approaches should precede any challenge to their views. Evaluate receptivity. Some people are naturally more open to new ideas than others. Tailor your approach based on the other person's general openness to change. Choose the right moment. Timing matters enormously. Avoid attempting to change someone's mind when they're stressed, distracted, or in a public setting where they might feel pressured to defend their position. Remember that changing someone's mind usually doesn't happen in a single conversation. The most effective persuasion happens gradually through respectful, ongoing dialogue. Your one powerful sentence might plant a seed that grows over time rather than causing an immediate shift. Common pitfalls to avoid. Even the best persuasion techniques can backfire if implemented poorly. Here are some common mistakes to avoid. Coming across as manipulative. If your intention is to manipulate rather than to genuinely explore ideas together, people will sense it and become more resistant. Failing to listen. One-way persuasion rarely works. Be genuinely interested in understanding the other person's perspective. Overconfidence. Expressing absolute certainty about your position can make others more entrenched in their opposing views. Some humility goes a long way. Ignoring emotional aspects. Persuasion isn't just about logic, it's about addressing emotional attachments to beliefs. Poor timing. Attempting to change someone's mind when they're not in a receptive state will likely backfire. Remember that respect is the foundation of effective persuasion. Without it, even the most cleverly constructed sentence will fall flat. Real-world applications. These mind-changing sentence techniques can be applied in various contexts. In the workplace. When proposing a new approach to a project, instead of directly criticizing the current plan, try, what if we looked at this challenge through our customers' eyes, what solution would they prefer? This invites collaboration rather than creating defensiveness. When disagreeing with a colleague's strategy, consider, I appreciate your thoughtful approach to this problem, and I'm wondering if we might also consider an alternative that addresses specific concern. This validates their effort while introducing a new perspective. In personal relationships. When discussing a sensitive topic with a partner or family member, try, I understand this is important to you, and I'm curious to know more about how you came to this conclusion. This shows respect while inviting deeper reflection. When addressing a recurring issue, consider, we both want our relationship to thrive, which makes me wonder if there might be a different approach that works better for both of us. This emphasizes common goals rather than blame. In leadership contexts. When trying to build consensus among team members with different opinions, try, what criteria would we all agree are most important for making this decision? This shifts the focus from competing positions to shared evaluation standards. When introducing organizational change, consider, as people who have consistently demonstrated commitment to excellence, I believe this new approach aligns with the standards we've always valued. This connects the change to the team's existing identity and values. Conclusion. Changing someone's mind is rarely about overwhelming them with information or asserting your position more forcefully. True persuasion is an art that requires empathy, patience, and psychological insight. A single, well-crafted sentence can often accomplish more than hours of debate by creating an opening for new perspectives without triggering defensiveness. The most effective mind-changing sentences share common characteristics. They show respect for the other person, create psychological safety, invite collaboration rather than confrontation, and connect new ideas to existing values. They aim not to win arguments but to expand understanding. As you apply these techniques, remember that genuine persuasion is not about manipulation but about helping others see alternatives they might not have considered. The goal shouldn't be to make everyone think exactly as you do, but to foster environments where ideas can be explored openly and perspectives can evolve based on meaningful exchange. In a world increasingly characterized by polarization and entrenched views, the ability to change minds with respect and nuance is more valuable than ever. Master the art of the persuasive sentence, and you'll not only become more influential but also contribute to more productive dialogue in all areas of your life.